Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Today's listener is seeing slow growth after 3 months of side hustling. We're going to hear today from a Boston area listener who started a consulting service, and unfortunately, it's not taking off in the way she hoped. So what do you do in this situation? How should she proceed? Should she just keep going? Should she try harder? Should she try something different? All good options, of course, but how do you know what's best for you? Her name is Heather, and she's facing this challenge that so many side hustlers can relate to. Like, how do you keep the fire alive when your venture is growing more slowly than you'd hoped? Let's talk about it. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School. It's a daily podcast, all designed to help you make extra money without quitting your job. I want to say thank you to our sponsor, and then we'll jump into Heather's question.
Hey, Chris. My name is Heather, and I'm from Boston. I started a consulting service 3 months ago, but the growth has been painfully slow. I'm beginning to lose motivation. How can I stay inspired to push through the tough times? The slow pace is affecting both my enthusiasm and my finances, and I'd love to know what you think I should do and if I should try something different.
Heather, thanks for reaching out. I totally get it. Keeping your spirits up when progress is slow can be tough. Okay. So first of all, you know, what do we do here? First, remind yourself, you know, the 3 month mark is still kind of early in the lifespan of most businesses, especially something like consulting that is reliant on building relationships and trust. You know, there are some businesses you can start and see results one way or another, you know, in a very, very short period of time. And those business models work for some people and not others. But for something like consulting, it does take some time. So keep that in mind. Second, maybe evaluate specifically what is not working. You know, do you have, you know, difficulty having client conversations, like with potential clients? Is it a sales issue? Have you got any clients that have left? You know, are you really clear about what your offer is? You know, are the services priced too high or too low? It could be a lot of different things. So let's spend some time really looking at you know, what's working and what's not. All right. And then, of course, you always want to ask yourself, like, am I happy doing this? I think that's actually just so important, because in life, you could do a lot of different things. And we do want to be effective. We do want to kind of do something that has momentum and, you know, achieves a good return. Like, I want you to be able to make money and have a sustainable income. But ultimately, like, we have to be happy, or at least we should be, I believe. Like, I believe it's so important to do things that bring us joy and bring us good energy as opposed to negative energy. So, like, if you're happy doing this and it's not working, let's see what we can do differently. If, on the other hand, you've realized in doing this, like trying to be a consultant, that this is actually not the right side hustle for you, then I would say, let's do something different. You know, don't worry about the 3 months. The 3 months were a time investment in your next project or your next focus. So that's kind of what it comes down to. If you want to try different things, you know, set some small achievable goals, do some webinars, you know, see if there's other conversations you can have, ask for some referrals, you know, take a close look at your offer. And then alternatively, if it's like, I need something totally new and fresh, then it's like, what's the next thing? You know, let me just get away from what I've been doing and maybe consider what I did like about it and try to do that in a way that is more sustainable. Those are my thoughts. Heather, thanks for asking the question. I know that you're speaking not only for yourself, but for lots of other listeners as well. So listeners, my hope for you is that you can find a way to have a sustainable income and do something you really enjoy. Like, that is the whole purpose of Side Hustle School. And we look at it in lots of different ways and iterations and variations. But ultimately, I want you to be happy and I want you to be well, you know, in all parts of life. All right. If you have a question, a comment, a suggestion, a story, SideHustleSchool.com/questions. Much more to come. New episode every day, 7 days a week. Of course, it's always free. And I thank you so much for being out there. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
from the Onward Project.